So we're about to start the sugya buses. I just want to give like a short hakdama to buses, and then maybe at the end we have time. We'll go back and just try to cap off a little bit on the sugya of yichud and those type of things. So that's there are a lot of sugyas and buses, you know, which the Rishonim talk about. The Gemara talks about. So this is mostly called buses. So what defines what makes something a bus is? We'll talk about that in a second. But the Rishonim introduced, which we touched on a little bit. We touched on the sugya before, and Mem Dalet. That does every time you put something A on top of B, does it make it considered a bus? If a person put it there, bistam, he wasn't putting their intent, the dafka should be there for Shabbos. Do you need it should be commanded to be there for the whole Shabbos? Is that if I put it there with intent that over Shabbos I want to remove it, maybe it doesn't become a bus to start with. It's only buses if my das is to be maxed to be there for, as a bus is the whole Shabbos. That's Mukhag's Rishonim, which we generally we sort of left it there in Memdala, but that's really the Memdala Bays where it comes up. There's a Triple Sedesha which is in the Mamre Kemis that Frank gave out, which we'll talk about more. We talked about a person put it there intentionally. He knew it, he put it there intentionally, but he had no kavanah but dafka should be a bus. It's just practically, it's in a box, and the only place we can put it to fit is there. So he put it there intentionally for the whole Shabbos, and he knows about it, but he has no bedafka de kadas that A should be on top of B. Right? Because he would be just happy to be on top of A, just practically the freezer. Right? So nowadays we assume that raw meat is considered moksa. Right? Right, so I have a cake in there, and I put raw meat on top of the cake because that's the only place I have room to put it. And I want to now. I say, well, now I want to take the cake out. The cake's a bosses. I put raw meat on top of it. I knew it and I intended, etc. So now I change my mind. I say, you know what? Why don't we serve that cake for Shabbos? So, is that considered a bosses or not? There's the sugya of. Tosfos before Mandalan base assumes it can become a buses b'emsa Shabbos. Many Rishonim hold you cannot become buses b'emsa Shabbos. The whole sugya before was the sugya of if it's only munach b'kavana on a specific part on the tofel digger part of the keli, does that affect the whole keli or not? You're putting it on the mukhni. How does it affect the shita? If they're attached, they're not attached, etc. We just had the case over here of the kuf kaf hey. Kuf kaf hey. Kuf kaf hey, right. Of the Evan with the kiruya. So over there, it's not your classic case of bosses. It's not sitting on top of it. It's tied around its neck. Right? Is that considered? Why is that a bosses? We touched on this. Trying to remember when we talked about it. If the case of the kedera, you have the hatmona on the top of the kedera, so you put the gizas, which are this case of the which is Thomas Hatmona, which is muksa. The Mishnah talks about how do you take the kisei off? Why isn't the kisei a bosses? What the many Rishonim say that there's enough to mean what's been mishamish what, even though practically the muksa is on top of the kli. But the purpose of the muksa is to be mishamish the kli, not the kli to be mishamish the muksa. Let's mash pasha the Loshon Rashi over there. Our Gemara introduces the din of buses leisa leheter. So how do you define what are the parameters of that? You have to be mivar. And then there's this din of nir. This the Gemara assumes with Rav Pasha you have to be menayer. And so even though it's not a bus, the Gemara says there's still din nir, which really introduces the sugya of tilti min atzad. And which we didn't really do. That was the sugya mem gimel aveis, which I don't know if we'll get back to or not. But do you think we'll get back to it? Yeah, mem gimel aveis tilti min atzad. What? Right. So I'm not moving it directly. I'm moving it indirectly. What's the lomdus of tilti min atzad? What are the parameters of tilti min atzad? And it's tilti b'gufa the same thing as tilti min atzad, which is that's the din in the Rishonim, the difference in tiltel begufa and tiltel minatzad. So just to chaz over, so you have issues of buses which are totally in what your kavan, your purpose is. So that's the game. There was hanocha b'stam, the case of hanocha b'akrai, the way the poskim call it. Hanocha b'stam means I didn't even think about having the v'shabbos. Hanocha b'akrai, which means I put it there intentionally, but it wasn't dafka for the purpose of putting it there. The case of the freezer. The poskim are machalik in hanocha b'stam. Is there a difference between hanocha b'stam, but in a case where I'm not putting there b'dafka kavanah that should be there for Shabbos? But I put it in a place where it's normal, it should be there. So it's halacha b'stam, but makom hamayuyu, which is designated for that purpose. So those are issues of kavana. There's the issues of the zman issue. It has to be beginning of Shabbos, bosses b'emsa Shabbos, bosses b'emsa Shabbos, for mix of Shabbos. Right? You can make the combination of the two of them. Then there's the issue of you have to convey if it's on the makom, so that's, you know, there's intent, there's zman issues, and there's makom issues. It's on the chelik hatofel, not on the chelik eker. Does it affect the whole thing? If the you could have a case, we'll talk about a case where the heter is on the muksa, not the muksa is on the heter. We'll talk about that case. So those are really placement issues. And then there's the near, and there's the boss, it's the heter. So there's a lot to talk about. Okay, so let's. There's a heck of these, let's say. So what's the sword bosses? So you remember Rashi, and Mem Zion, I'm an Aleph. Rashi, that's not the Dovros Tap Rashi. Shall have us the chi high mukz and mother of Shimon the shakli tafel shall have us by the boy will have mishum the chayish the kvi. It's not because kvia that's Tavshen miskav and etc. It's because it's tafel. So Rashi learns that the lumdus of bosses is a din of tefela, which the chara is a kavanah of it's a question of intent that I look at one being that one being tafel to the other. So let's rush. There's the Trumas Adeshin, which is in your Marmakamis. So he's dealing with the case of Akrai. So if you look on the bottom of the right column of the Trumas Adeshin, the last line. Whenever Rav Shabbos the fill of a cry, hold your day is a chayfitz. The thing shua yoser, toshin lo niach chayfitz himself zebateva. He knows that it's there, and like you're putting it into a box, and there's only so much room. So you put it there intentionally, but it's a cry. It's not because you're not going to convey X is for Y. Ishar lenar hamuksa mean there's a break. Shamuksa yeh nochal achavis b'shabbos gam achavis nasa muksa neisha maksa daita mimenu. So the translation says a swerve because he's maksa das. So even though it's there by cry, which the swerve tefelus doesn't make any sense. I'm not saying that my cake is tuffled to my meat. I'm not saying that at all. But the maisa, I'm intentionally putting the meat there, realizing that once I put the meat there, I really it's difficult to move the cake. So I'm maksa das from the cake. So the reason why it buses is a problem is not because of tefelis, it's because you're maksadas. So therefore he says, in a case of your minich bakrai, it also becomes a din of tov, a din of buses. The Magen Rambam, others argue on this Trumas Adeshin. They say, no, it's a din of tov in tefelis, and in this situation, it does not become a buses. And, on the sheet that it's not considered a buses. So that's a totally different swore than Rashi, because you're maksadas, not because it's a din tafel. There is a Tosfos Ri Hazaken, which says a third, which is not in your Marmar Kamos. Back in Mem Zayin. So the case of the Shem and the Psila, they're bosses to the Shalhevis. Yeah. The whole shalom is below shem and neri hefsher. Kimatal to the neri shem and kimatal to the shal heves dummy. So, the reason why there's a problem of a bosses is because when you bring metaltal the near and the shaman, you bring metaltal the shalhevis. So over here, obviously near is not relevant such a musik. So when you put A on top of B, when you're moving B, you're moving A. So the problem of bosses is simply this din of tiltal. That's how he reads Kipshuta. Now you might mean that's how he reads Kipshuta. He could mean Rashi just with another Kinesh. The Pshuta of Rashi. So what's the Pshuta of Rashi? Rashi is saying it's Tafel. So what's the word of Tafel? So Mela now the buses, I put A on top of B. B is Tafel to A. So now when I'm moving B, B gets a shame muksa because it's part of muksa. One way of saying it. The other way of saying it is, since B is tofel to A, when I'm moving B, I'm moving A. So the problem is that the tfeilis means it doesn't have a mile of tiltum and tzad and these other swaras. I'm not moving it directly because I'm moving B and A is coming along for the ride. Incorrect. Since B is tofel to A, moving B is called moving A. In the case where B is not tofel to A, then moving B is moving B, and the A comes along for the ride, and that's till the minute's out. Right? So it could be he's not saying the story without a sort of tuffle, but he's definitely introducing a nunakuda. The problem over here is not so much that the buses is the problem. The problem is that the muks is the problem, and the buses is a hechatimsa to be the problem for the muks. That's what he's adding, which you don't see that in Rashi per se. Rashi is saying that Pashas, the bottom thing, becomes muks on its own. It's tough of that. Therefore, it's muksa. It doesn't have its own chashivas. It becomes muksa. Because it's tough to muksa, so it's muksa. So now you can't move it because you're moving muksa. Not because you're moving the A. And he's saying all the problems because you're moving that.
According to him, if the double muksa fell off, then you would be able to move the buses, right? If the buses doesn't take on its own status of being muksa, then that should be what happens.
So, you're right. In Cheshvan, that should be true. There's a problem with some Gemaras which don't sound like that. So this can be a problem in what he's saying, but as written, yes, that's what should come out according to the test of Yisrael. So you have two shitas, or at least two and a half shitas, or three shitas, however you want to say, it. Nafkamina is between them. So the case of Akrai is the first, and that's the whole point of the Tribulation. If the word is else tfeilis, so it's not a boss, it's not a case. If the word is else your maxa daitim imenu, so that case is going to be a boss, it's going to be a problem.
Did you say that because of shalhevis is not shaykh to carry without a
shalhevis?
Is that important?
That might be very important, right? He might only say it in that specific instance, but there's others who suggest that maybe, taking the inviter, he's the one who says it the most clear, but right, he says that since you can't move the shemen and the shalhevis without the shemen of psila, therefore you're metal to the shemen of psila, like you're metal to the shalhevis. But he doesn't see the problem as like he's ignoring there's a problem without the shemen and the nair. So tell me, since you can't move it, but it's tawful. Right, he's definitely introducing a new swar of tiltal.
The one that you can't apply to, let's say, not true. There are lots of cases of buses where it doesn't apply.
Well, the problem is if you say that, you're going to have a problem because that's clear that there are other cases. If the Diyak and Tosri Zakan is correct, that he didn't want to come along and say it's just mitzvah the item itself, because then what if you tell me the problem? Because you're going to tell the shalabis. So it's very limited. That's not clear. That's not true. So if he meant that case, Bedafkin, and nothing else. So what is he doing? That's why it's hard to know for sure what he's doing. there's a Mishnah Berurah in the Mishnah Berurah talks about a case where you have a table and you have a drawer, and you put money in the drawer so that the table should become muksa as well. So he says, it's in Shinyan Sivkat Laman Aleph. Shiniach is the most in this Megera, in this Tech Tabor Shabbat Shakur and Tish Kestel. Kestel is like a drawer, or a little container. So once you consider the drawer, if the drawer is part of the shulchan, that's a sukkah before, and we say it's not removable. So then, adarab, it's only on the tefillah that get part of the kli, so it's not there's no din bosses. But if the drawer is removable, so the drawer is independent of the shulchan, so the drawer becomes muksa. Now the ma'isa, what's supporting the drawer in the air? The shulchan. So the shulchan is a basis to the drawer. So the shulchan becomes muksa also. Menasa shulchan basis loy, it becomes a basis. Okay. Fine. So the betzim in this case is a prima gadim in the Hakdama to Shinches has a suffix, the case where the muks is underneath the heter, not on top of the heter. In most cases, the muks is on top of the heter. Here, the case the muks is underneath the heter. The muks is the money in the drawer, which is underneath the top of the shulchan. And we're saying that the shulchan, he's musubik, is that considered a basis or not? Maybe basis is only true if the isser is on top. That's the prima gadim suffix. Mishnah Berurah assumes another pasha, and it's a chayadim. It's a quote from a chayadim. This din. So the chayadim and the Mishnah Berurah are assuming that it can be considered a basis when the muks is underneath the heter. If the only reason when the muks is in the air, it's functioning, is because of the heter. So the heter is mishamish to the muks. So that makes a lot of sense in Rashi. Right, it's a word of tafel. You're saying you're giving me some din of tefillahs since the table is being mishamish to the money and to the drawer, which is muksa. The money's muksa. The drawer becomes a bus, it's to the money, it's muksa. And then the table is being mishamish, that drawer by holding it up in the air, it becomes a bus. Right? But according to the Chumash Hadashin, where would you see you're being mocked in the case where I put the Isser on top and I can't get to the heter without removing the Isser? I mean, by putting the Isser on top, I'm being mocked to das in it. But in a case where, but in this scenario here, like where I'm being mocked to das, the shulchan is clearly accessible, even though there's muksa there. So why is it a basis? So l'chara, that would be enough gemina between the way Rashi is learning and the way the Chumash Hadashin is saying. So Chumash Hadashin might mean Rashi's true, but there's also another cheshbon besides that. I saw there's a very sweet sefer called Moresh's Moshe. So he wants to tell Sudas Machloikis. There's the Prima Gadim again in the Hakdama to Shin Ches. Prima Gadim is Masupik. It's a Din Bosses by Klishim Atal Yisr. So that maybe Krishmat Lister. So there's a lot of ways to be told of the Shiloh what the issue is. He's Masupik. So if I put a Krishmat Lister on top of Heter, does the Heter become a Bosses? Even if it become a Bosses, the Shabur says it most would become the same as the Mux. So be Mutal Tarkubus Harmakarma. Right? It's not worse than the Mux on top. But it's a Bakal then. So he discusses tefillin on in a stander, or tefillin on a table. So first of all, it could be tefillin not muksa b'chol. He says that's what he starts the discussion. Discussion over there is whether tefillin are muksa or not. even if it is, who said it creates the bosses? And even creates the bosses, the circle will become its water. So the vast majority of scenario, the only thing is Mishabura Shita is that Sarakuba Sarmakarma, if you have another option, you have to exercise the other option. You can't, Sarakuba Sarmakarma is only if there's no other option. So I can sit somewhere else. Right? I should sit somewhere else. Okay. Pimgan was Masupik, but the Yeshua's Yaakov says that the Mishabura Yeshua's Yaakov says there's no din bosses by Klishim Atalis. So if it's a word of Tfelis, why not? I'll answer that in a second. But it's a word of being Matzadas. How can you say you're being Matzadas? You're putting something which is making it inaccessible when that's not true. It's accessible. And it's extremely accessible because one of the dinim of Sarakuba Sarak Makaimai is. I think we discussed this case. A dryer is klishim lata liyasur. So I left clothes in the dryer before Shabbos. I forgot to take them out. So I wanted to be tilted to the delis of the dryer to be able to get inside. So it was tilted to the delis considered. Tilted to, let's assume yes. Most person assume yes. Okay. So it's not, sir. I don't need the dryer. I'm not using the dryer for anything. It's not Sarach Makaimai. So the person said, yes, it is. I have a need to put my hand through this space to get to my clothing. And there's muksa blocking that. So that's called Sarach Makaimai. I need to move the muksa to use the spot. The spot is this hole which you put your hand through to get your clothing. So that's called Sarach Makaimai. So I put my, if I put a klishim lata liyasur on top of my cake, and the only way I can get the cake is like removing the klishim lata liyasur, it's mutter to move the klishim lata liyasur. So where's, how are you being maxedas from it? So of course not a bosses. According to the cheshbon of the Chumash Tradition, klishim lata liyasur cannot create a bosses. By definition, cannot create a bosses. But if it's a word of tefillis, if I'm willing to make it a tefillah, so it's a tefillah. It'll have the same dinim as the ikur. Right? Another thing is, whenever clearing should be more chomer than the ikur, it should be the same thing as the ikur. Right? Now, we discussed, it could be klishim lata liyasur b'chal ha'muksa. There was a din, is klishim lata liyasur tekanos gzeres nechayim, it's not really din muksa. So, even if you say it's a din tefillah, the sugya of tefillah was said in Hillel's muksa. Right? So, we didn't say that the sugya is tefillah in other halachas. So this gzeres nechayim, maybe they never made a tekanah of bosses. So, okay, maybe that's a different way of looking at it. Okay, what about the following case? A person put something bedas on top of A on top of B, bedas, bekavana, etc. But when you put it there, it wasn't muksa. And it became muksa b'emsa shabbos. The oichel became enaroi, lachila, became, it's spoiled. So now it's mamash muksa. So I wasn't makdas because when I put it there, it was usable. But I was definitely matfil. I made this a tuffle to the thing on top. So I can make a tuffle to a hetzer, I can make a tuffle to answer. But once it's tuffle to this item, when this item changes, the tuffle goes with. Or the person didn't realize that it's muksa. The person thought it was hetzer, and then he found himself, that's muksa. So the same thing. I wasn't maksadas, but I made it a tuffle. Okay, so. There's a lot of, you know, well, right, if you say that would might be true, right? Correct. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav, beginning of Reish Ayin Tes, then Nir Shaliko, Nir Shaliko Mibar Yom, Dolg Alachar Shechashechel Bishakova Acharkach, also the Taltal, you can't move the Nir. Kol Shabbos Kula. So you can't move the menorah, the lamp, the whatever it was. even the sarkubus are makamim, you can't move it. Benadam l'shar klishim latal yisur. Shemut atatul sarkubus are makamim. Kemoi shi is barbisim shinchas. Fishim benish moshes kishahoya ner derlik hoya osir l'betiltal filo sarkubus are makamim. They show you bosses to shalavis. Adalekas boy. Shi muksa. Nasaner muksa kemoya. Such men as Moshe, she hit chilas kinesa the Shabbos. Hoya muksa midas adam, she hikso midaitoy kishalika boy basa bosses ladaver amuksa. Hooks the chola Shabbos kula. See, he learns the chartz board of Haksos das. And that, you know, I mean. Rashi says it's a word of tofel. Rashi, you know, the same on this case of Shalem, because it's tofel to the you made the Nair and the Shemin tofel. He says you're so me daitoi lechol Shabbos kuloi kamoshis bar b'simin shinyud. So Pashas, he seems to be going with this word of Shemus Adesh that the Nukuda is the Nukuda of Haksol Midas.
He's explaining why
this
means
Let's say you look according to Rashi, it's the word of Tafel. So and Rashi is Moira. Right? So we're saying that something which is muksa, we pass like a Rehuda, we don't pass like a Shimon. So I don't need Haksal Midas. I just need that it should become muksa according to Shimon, and the male remains muksa the rest of the Shabbos according to Yehuda. So I don't need this whole shtickle terror to make it muksa the rest of the Shabbos. All I need to do is make a tuffle beginning of Shabbos, and male remains tuffle the rest of Shabbos.
And that wouldn't be described as being maxed midas. That's not what's making it.
I'm not being maxed midas. I'm not being maxed. I'm not being maxed the item. I'm making a tuffle. It's not a haksos. I don't need somebody diet there for that. Okay. So. You go through both buses. You're gonna. The problem is, you're gonna like. It's a very nice, you know, for an afterminas. You know. He holds X and he holds Y. You know, and of course, it's not gonna work. that's your job for next 2 weeks, to work that out. I just want to touch a tiltim in a tzad a little bit. So the Gemara over here assumes on Kuvan Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara introduces the idea of Nir. The Gemara says you have a case of a kalkola which has an Eben in it. You're allowed to move the kalkola which has the Eben. You have the basket, you have the Eben in the basket, it's Mutter. The Gemara says, how can we Mutter? The kalkola is a bosses to the Eben. You have a basket and there's stones in it, mm-hmm. So it's bosses. So the Gemara says there was Paris also. So it's boxes, it's a bosses list or the Hatter. A bosses list or the Hatter is not a bosses. And the Orzura says, "Pasha Ton Chashivas Adaver." As long as the Heter has a Chashivas to it, well, then needs more Chashivas or not? That they know that the Orzura does not really seem to require more Chashivas, but there's assumption of law because you need more Chashivas. So the Heter more than the Yisur. Well, pears are more Chashiv than the Lavanim. Okay, Mor says, "I don't get it." We still, at least you know the pears and Benisha Levin. We have an option how to get the stone out. Mor says that you can't pour them out because they're going to get dirty. Mor says, still you have a chiyuv of near, so let's shake it out to the side till the pears move to one side, and then you can move, knock the stone out. So it's not a bosses. So what's this issue? This is not an issue of bosses anymore. The issue is tilt muksa. That I'm moving, it's not a bosses, but when I am moving the basket, I'm moving the stone. So I have a separate problem. Independent of the issue of bosses, is no longer an issue. It's not a bosses, because it's bosses, Liz, and I have to. But by moving the basket, I'm moving the stone. Mor says, that's not mutter. That's referred to the Chiyuv of Nir. The Mor says it, the Mor comes over here, the Mishnah says it. You shake off the thing and the pillow, the mattress, and they fall off. The Mor says, "Well, why isn't it a bosses? It was shekeach. Fine, okay. So, but what's this assumption that you have to shake it off? What's that about? Do you have to shake it off?" And then, if there is this chiv of near, the more it says it, but if I need, the more it says it's. In a case where there's going to be hefsid, and I don't have the near, why is that mutter? Or the more it says, I need the mokum, so I have my mattress, and I have the money in the mattress, and if I'm moving, I need the mattress in place X, so I can't carry the mattress with the money, shake the money off. Why am I carrying the money? I need the spot where the mattress is. So shaking the money off means that I can't use the spot with the murder. I don't have to shake it off. I have a chavis with a stone on top. Don't carry the chavis with the stone. Tilt the chavis and let the stone fall off. I can't do that over here because if I do that over here, the chavis were made out of charis. I'm afraid if the stone falls off, it'll bang into a chavis and break it. So no problem, pick it up with the chav, with the oven, go somewhere else where it's safe, shake it off, tilt it off over there. So because of hefsid, I'm allowed to move my metaltel to monoshach. Is it tilted or not tilted? If it's not tilted, the hefsid is not going to be matter. In the Maram Gehermes, it discusses what about even a case of the reason why you're doing it because you're worried about the hefsid to the books. Right, I can shake it up over here. Over here, it's a hard floor, and my expensive watch is going to smash into the hard floor. And looks like a, you know, what am I called? You know, smart watch, whatever you call it, stupid watch, whatever. Right. The smart watch is called smart watch. Yeah, whatever it's called. I'm afraid it's going to damage it, so I want to carry it to somewhere else and shake it up over there. So I'll do it near, but I don't want to do near over here because I'm worried about hefsid. I have money in my pocket, right? Which I put the money in the pocket of the kavana. So the pocket becomes bosses. The pocket is muksa, and then we have the regards to the rest of the baggage. So that's what Mishabura says. If it's a pocket like you have in your pants, which is independent, it's like its own bag. So then it's attached to the baggage. So the baggage doesn't become muksa because of the bag, but the bag is muksa. So I can't really be manire in my bag because it's attached to my pants. So I'm allowed to walk with that. That's fine. But I have a key of near on the money. Well, I could do the near right over here. You know, take the jacket a little bit easier than the pants. Okay, but you know, right. So I have money in my jacket pocket. It's the same thing, right? So I said, well, I turn the jacket, shake it out. I can't put my hand in because the pocket is mux. The pocket of the bosses, so I can't do anything with the pocket. But I can take the whole jacket, which is not much, and shake it, get it out. Yeah, but it's a lot of money. So I'd rather go to walk with it to my room and then check it out over there than do it in the middle of base matters. I don't know, right? So that's Marma Kaima. So that Kavegar and the base mayor talk about is this a heter even the Sarah Hefsid of the Dover Hamuksa? But the Sarah Hefsid of the Dover Heter, for sure it's mutter. But there's a Chiyuv Nir besides that. So what is this chiyuv? Why would Mechiva do that? So in Pashas, this is what the Shulchan Aruch groups this with the sugya of Tilta Min Hatzad. He groups with the sugya of Tilta Min Hatzad. So let's talk, just I'm going to touch on Tilta Min Hatzad a little bit. The Gemara is Mechalikas before Mem Gimel Beis with Tilta Min Hatzad Shmei Tilta Lo Shmei Tilta. That's right. The case over there of the mace. I want to be metalto the mace by rolling it from one meter to the next to get it out of where it's hot to get it to the shade. So I say no problem. I'll take the mace and I'll tilt the meter over to another meter and then again to the next meter until I get all of it over to the side. So it's not direct tilt. It's indirect tilt. Tilt them in outside. So the more it comes out that tilta min hatzad, we pass in a shmei tilta. It's not mutter. The tzarech mace. Therefore, you're matir. And therefore, you have an option to kick ratzinik. You have to kick ratzinik. Right. So kulam tilta min hatzad shmei tilta, and we're going to matir because adam bolo mesei. So more comes out of real tilta min hatzad shmei tilta. That's great. The problem is there are many gemoras which come out that tilta min hatzad seems to be not a problem. So what's the difference? So the ran over here. In Kira, Anam Gimel says the difference between what are you doing it for? You're doing it tilta min hatzad, the tzarech davar hamutter, tilta min hatzad, the tzarech davar haasur. Over here, I'm doing indirect tiltal for the purpose of the iser, the mace. That's coming. That's a problem. But Tiltumin Hatzal the Sarat Avraham Mutter, that's where we're saying that that's not a problem. So what's the longness of Tiltumin? So he says, so what's the story? Why is Tiltumin Hatzal the Sarat Avraham Mutter? So the Ran says, so he brings the riff as the kasha. It's on Chaf and Mabez in the Ran. So he says, he brings the kasha, the third wide line of the Ran, for those of you who have the old source of the daf. Ikra shal debor. There's two types of tiltum in the tzad. There's ikra tiltum mishum davar hamutter. With davar hamutter, who shum ataltal? Else you have to loy the taltal, or you say davar mutter, elin can you taltal my davar hamutter? But tiltum in the tzad, chigav nashori. So, I mean, the taltum heter, for the purpose of the heter. So that the issa is coming along for the ride is not a problem. That's what tiltum in the tzad means. It's an indirect tiltal, and we basically ignore the fact that the issa is coming along for the ride because it's not what you're doing. I mean, oisik in those good old words. I mean, oisik in tiltal heter, not tiltal issa. Okay, that's the case of Gizit Samer. So you pull up the key. You pull up the key. So I'm pulling up the cover, and then the gizim, which are mooks, are falling off to the side. It's ultimately vei noiflus. Evan should be alchavis matal tzida behin nefelis moshal akar menaros akar vei noiflus. I was ikra tiltul b'shvil davar aser. Even though you're metaltul, I mean at sad, like over here, shutzarach letaltul meis mach mashurat. The earshot of the is for the mace. Okay, that's not mutter. Okay, he says that's the Mishnah later on in Kufim Aleph and Aleph, which we didn't do. So the straw is muksa, so you can't move it directly. You can move it as you when you lie in it. You can move it with your body. I'm not moving the cash for the tzarech of the cash. They should tzarech lemita. I need the bed to be comfortable. We have shalor below tilt to the cash. Shimhachi kima the lemital to like behedja el kalachiyad shori. So those kalachiyad words are funny. Right. So he starts up with the tilt in the tzad isn't because it's kalachiyad. It's a shinui. That's not the point, because carrying, putting books on top of something and carrying it is not necessarily machinery. It's not davar mashuna. It's not kalach yad and hilchus in the klalim of malachas. The point is, the maisa of tiltal is a tzarech heter, and this is coming along for the ride. Chazanish is lost, and I print out the Chazanish. In Memzayin Kropes. Mishum dekol tiltum isyachas el haperus hamutor. In our case over here in the Paris, meloy eleven. You're not being. I'm not being metaltal eleven. I have no interest in the eleven. That's important to me. I'm being metaltal the Paris. The eleven. I have no eight to get rid of the eleven. So therefore, that comes along for the ride. But if I have an option of near and I choose not to, why? Vice versa, you want it there. Ah, misyachas tiltal gamel amuks. So then the reason why I'm moving the Evan is actually I want to move the Evan is because I can't the Evan, I'm forced to have the Evan come along, but I have some questions. It's so exciting, I'm moving my Evan from place to place, I couldn't care less than moving the Evan. Right? I'm forced to do that. Okay, so that's how he understands the word of the Ran. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says the word of Rashi over here on Kufnem Beis. Okay, well. There's Lashon Rashi, Rashi says it's Kalach Yad. Is that Lashon? Oh, come on. Why am I not seeing it right now? Because Rashi says it before in Gilmon Beis. And Gilmon Beis is not 100% Raya to ours over there, because over there, it's a pretty strange way to move a mace. They're rolling it from bed to bed. Minasar says, Kilach Yad. It's still to Minasar, it's Kilach Yad. But then, is Rashi saying that the whole Yisrael of that? The reason why Tiltum and Tzad is Mutter, in this case it's us, but the case where it's Mutter, because it's Kalach Yad, Heter is Al Kalach Yad, that's not the fair in this Rashi. There's a Rashi over here where Rashi said Kalach Yad also, and I'm not seeing it right now, and that being Maz with the Tzad Heter is because Kalach Yad. So what about the case of Tiltum and Tzad, which is not Kalach Yad? So I am sweeping the floor, and there are some muksa items on the floor and the non-muksa items. My goal is to clean the floor, not to move the muksa. The normal way you move things on the floor is with a broom. It's not kalach yad. It doesn't have heter of tatum and atzad. So it's a taz about that. There's a last point over here. There's a rush in Kira, Perek Yates, and Simon Yates. So he brings it to the Ben Yair and asks the Kasha from the din of Kasha Lamita that he's not halachic chiluk like the Ran says between if your goal is for the heter, your goal is for the Isser. So the case over here, the mace, the goal is for the Isser. Tiltum and Tzad is mutter when the goal is the heter. He says, but what about the case of the Kash? The more says tiltum and tzad lo shmei tiltul. Also the tzarcha kash humuksa humatalt. I want to move the kash around in the bed to make my bed more comfortable. So I want to move. He calls that the tzarcha. Now the Ran calls it tzarcha mitzah. He calls that tzarcha muksa. Bloy kasha. That all the cases are. Is af betiltul ein kamish the af tiltul ein kam. Why? Because all of the cases are shumatalta b'yodai. Vagavon matalta davaros. You're being matalta with your hands a dvar heter. Agav dvar heter is a dvar yisr. So we mechalk, if your goal is a dvar yisr, it's asr. If your goal is a dvar heter, it's mutter. In this world, like the Chazon Ish, let's say. Av makash, enu matalta ela begufoi. Kilach yad. That's a different word. Hilcha afu gav lekash shumuksa hutzorich, but that way tiltum and tzad shu l'tzarach davar mutter. The same way tiltum and tzad l'tzarach davar mutter is mutter, tiltum begufa l'tzarach davar asr is also mutter. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes. Shulchan Aruch passes like this rush. The difference between tiltum and tzad and tiltum begufa. So tiltum and tzad means a indirect tiltum being done with your hands. And we're mechalat if it's a tzarach the Heter, it's mutter. The tzarach iser, it's aser. If it's ikra, the tzarach heter, but there's a hefset involved in it, so that's going to be mutter. I can't have another option. The creator's case, which I want to be metaltal, tiltum and atzad. The normal way you carry money in your pocket is by walking. That's the normal way of carrying. Look at that shino. How do you carry money? That's not a shmashon. It's not a heter shino. The heter is. Right, so I want to move to somewhere else because of a hefset. So it means I'm doing tiltum and tzad, which is the normal way of doing it. The tzarek dover, but I'm doing begufa. Is that called begufa or not begufa? That's the din which the place can handle. I'm not doing it with my hands. The ikar din tiltos with your hands. But I want to be metal to begufa. So the Magen Avraham understands this rush. That so let's say I have muksa, which is being nifsed, and. I have muksa which is being nifsed, and I want to move it with my feet. I had this halacha l'maisa. I opened up the freezer of Shabbos, and a frozen roast fell out of the freezer. have some merubah for a Rebbe, okay, right? So it's muksa. We all raw meat is muksa. So I sat down on the floor, picked up with my feet, and I put it back into the freezer. It's tilted begufa. The tzarta b'raser. That the Magen Rambam said that's mutter. Mishmer repassing like that. That's mutter. Tilted begufa is mutter. Definitely kalach yad, right? I know some guys said they wish they had a chance to see it. Yeah, but it was Shabbos, so you can't take pictures. The Chazish thinks there's an tap shot in the rush. He says over there is a tzarta b'raser. I'm sleeping. But I'm moving muksa behedya the tzarek davar amutter. Then you have a heter of tilta begufa. But the tzarek davar ha'osr mamish behedya, he holds his osr. He's with Eichen and Mordechai, etc. But he says that's shot in the rush. He argues on the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. But the Mishnah Berurah passes that's mutter. But that's where you introduce this. The rush says begufa. He introduces that's the tzarek kalach ha'yad. Tilta ben tzad is under with kalach ha'yad. So I think I yelled at one of the guys. Somebody told him to tilt himself. He said, "Yeah, kach yad." I said, "No." Now Rashi does say that. The shadow is, what does Rashi say? Right? Rashi told me can't tilt me in a tzad. The case over there in Mem Gimel, the tzarek, the davar ha'aser, and you're talking doing it in a strange way. That's the discussion in Mem Gimel Bay. So we pass the tilt him in a tzad, and that gemara we pass to shmei tiltu. That's not the regular sugya tilt him in a tzad, which the geya. In the most case, I'm doing Isaac and a Dover Heter, the Tzarek Dover Heter, and those is coming along, and I'm saying, so it's called Tiltal. If it's Mamash Kalach, yeah, so why do you need it near for? You're saying there's a Heter of a Tzidarbanan, and the Rabbanans, they're Matar, you know, with the Shinri is Mutter. Like, really? Okay, fine. You know, Muk Malach is a Shinri, is a Tzidaraisa, Mashinri makes it the Rabbanans also. Muk's a, fine, so what is the swore of only the Mukum Hefsid? There's a key of near. I mean, it's not kalach yad. This is called tiltul. So, if you have an option of being menayer, you have mechid menayer. Because if not, the Chazanish says you're being metal to muksa. Metal to muksa on a pillow is called tiltul. You know what? A reason why I'm not shaking it off because I don't have an option to shake it off. Okay, so then my goal is not the muksa. My goal is the pillow or the mukum and aga. I don't have an eight to shake off the money. Fine. So the heter is it's the mice is not misyachis to so now when I have a bus is the davar also davar mutter. In the world of the Tosfos Riazakin, that the whole yisoid of the problem I'm moving the muksa, so the long as the bus davar also davar mutter is because I'm not I'm being metal for two things, so the mice is misyachis to X and not to Y. So the Arzarua says there's no chiyav near. He has two gemaras. There's Ramash. There's no chiyav near. That this the chiyav near doesn't. This gemara holds it's machlokes as sugyos. And we paskin, you don't need near. Because once there's isra and heter, we said the ikur ma'isa of tiltul is the tzarek the heter, and the isra is coming along for the ride. That's not called tiltul. The heter is not because it's mashuna. It's a shinui. That's I'm not doing a ma'aseh tiltul in the iser because I'm a kavana. We pass it out like that because if you have an option, if you could get rid of it, I ask you why you're getting rid of it because you want the muksa to be moved also. So you're being metal to both of them. Tosfos says if the muksa is mamash worthless, shirei kois, even though they're muksa, but if it's mamash worthless, it's bottled to the kli. I'm not being taltal. I'm moving my cup and the drops of leftover wine which became osir in it. No, I'm not. I'm moving a cup. I'm moving a cup with drops. I'm moving a cup. So it's not a tiltal baklal to the drops. It's not mashuna. The only way you can move drops is inside of a cup. And in fact, it had the very valuable. So Mora says that since it's Yisrael Noah, so that gives it a certain cheshivas to it, it's Muksi Tvei, and it's called Yimetalto Muksa, and it's also. If the garbage drink permits, and Melech gets a din of Yisrael Noah, of Yein Nesef, so then Tak, I can't move it. And then next step, it might be considered a bosses. But as it says, but once it's bottle, so Tosis says, what does it help me? The Mora says, the only reason why you're, the Mora Mem Zion says, the only reason why you're allowed to move my metal container, which has the afer, which is usable to cover the things that say, to cover the roik, etc. So the afer is not muksa, but there's broken, there's little pieces of wood which didn't burn, which are muksa. Morris says it's mutter, because since you have the afer, sir, you're allowed to move both together. Vice versa, without that, you can't. It would just be the shibri hates him. It's also that says because shibri hates him, I'm more cautious than shigari akais. So the near is not really an option. I need my afer over there. It's very hard to shake out just the shibri hates him and not the afer. So I need to move the afer with the. I don't have an option in near, so I have to move it. It's good. So my kavanah is not for the shibri hates him. I don't come to my shibri hates him. My kavanah is for the afer. What the. Right. Let it be bought, it'll be worthless. It's not worthless. I need them. Shira Kais is talking worthless. So that seems to be the dargas, etc. But to say that the lumnus of Tilta Bagufa is just a Tilta Minatsad is a lumnus of Shinui is going to be very difficult. Now, you have to be Mazur Rashi. Rashi says Kalach Yad in both places. So, again, Mem Gimel, the Taka makes sense. Over here, I'm not seeing it right now, but you know. That's right. Right. So, that's what it is, right. So over there, the Rosh also says, when the Manal Begufa Kalach Yad, there's another place where Rashi says it, which Rashi seems to be talking about Tilta Minatsad. Right. Now, in the Rosh says, Tilta Begufa is Mutter Kalach Yad. Is the word Tilta Begufa Kalach Yad? Is it two Tanoim? Is it one Tanai? What about if I have Tilta Muksa Kalach Yad? It's not Begufa, it's Beyadayim. Is that Mutter? So there's a Tesis Shabbos. Who wants to be mechadish that tilta with a shinui is mutter? That's the din of tilta begufay. Doing it in a strange way is mutter. So therefore, if something, listen to this: if someone's the normal way to carry is with one hand, they carry with two hands. It's a shinui and it's mutter to move. Yeah. Okay. Tesis Shabbos. I'm getting a shin chas. But he bases it on this sort of kalach yad. Pashas, the rush is being masber. Tilta begufoy is a form of kelach yad. Be'etzim the kelach yad. The ma'is tiltol. That's not tiltol beyadayim. He said it's not called tiltol. That's his lashon. To be metaltol with the goof is not called tiltol, because you don't use your goof to move things. That the kelach yad is touching up. This is not a ma'is tiltol. That I'm moving the thing with both of my hands. That's called tiltol. Of course, it's called tiltol. So who said that the heter shinui in that? Where do you see those views? Sorry, that's what he says. Shmuel doesn't quote it. I think it's tremendous chiddush what he's saying. That there's in malachas there's a swar of shinui. Right? There's malachas machshavas as a Torah. Doing a malach in a strange way is a form of felt malachas machshavas. Where do you see in Tilta Muksa that it's Tanai? It's like it's a din, and there's a maisa how to do it. There's a heter kalach yad, right? It's not a sushtel, but right? If a person puts the food in his mouth, and it shouldn't go away, it's not called echila. Of course, it's called echila. Where do you see kalach yad is not a cloud called tarkula? It's a cloud of malachas, right? So that's the Rashi means kalach yad, and that's the word, and that's all it is. This is the word of kalach yad. That's pasha, not the pshat, and that's the loss of the Rosh. Rosh says it doesn't have a shame ma'ase tiltol klal. Rosh, the third parak, simin yud tes, doesn't have a shame tiltol klal because you're doing a begufay kalach yad. But the nakudah is therefore get it's mafkia the shame tiltol. Not the head of the shinui. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Somebody said to me the lashon of, I remember what it was. Somebody said lashon of tiltum. It's a shinui, and I got very upset about it. What?
I was talking about the prima golem by Muksama Sarangshas. Move it off. Be able to move it.
So you said shinui. So I said, don't say that. Don't say shinui.
I said kalach yad instead of tiltum.
Yeah, and I told you that's wrong. It was you, Tuck. Okay, very good.